Good morning online. We're so happy you're joining us today, near and far, and you're close to our hearts. We want you to know that. I'm just going to open with a verse. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and the garden causes seed to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Join us in worship. Won't you stand if you're able?
Gates, the mighty river flowing from your heart and filling. Amen. Praise his name. You know, one of the last things that Jesus said while he was on the cross was, "It is finished." But for us, the work continues. Amen. The work in us continues. His work is complete and perfect and done. But I still have work that needs to happen in my life. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's why we come to church. That's why we celebrate together his resurrection. That's why we affirm that we all need to come back to the cross, pick up our cross, and follow him. And it's all in Jesus, amen? When he said it is finished, it's an acknowledgement on our behalf when we say we agree that your work is complete. It means that the problems in our own life that we're facing, we're powerless to overcome them. But we believe, amen, together, that in him, he's already went ahead and he is completing the work in us. Amen. It's only Jesus. Only Jesus. Let's sing together. Who has the power? Saves from our sin. He is our hope, our righteousness. Jesus, only Jesus. Who can make the blind to see? Who holds the keys that set us free? He paid it all. Peace, Jesus, only Jesus, Holy King Almighty Lord,
Holy King Almighty Lord, saints and angels all adore. I join command the highest praise, who has the name above all names. You stand alone, I stand amazed. Jesus, only Jesus.
Mighty Lord.
stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
The storm rises from the deep.
Sorry, where am I at?
Number four.
Thank you.
Keep all four.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go, brother.
Awesome.
The storm rises from the deep. Rises from the deep and rages around me. I will remember when doubt wars within my heart, battle almost lost. I will remember you have the last. It is finished. You have the last word. It is finished. My fear is silenced in your love. My hope is endless. That calm the violent sea speaks courage over me, so I will remember the words that wake the sun to rise are breaking through my night. I will remember. The last word, it is finished. You have the last word, it is finished. My fear is silenced in your love. My hope is endless. Your word stands through the ages. Your voice shadows the darkness. In you we are more than conquerors. You speak stronghold surrender. Your name overcomes the enemy. In you we are more than conquerors. You have the last word. It is finished. Last word, it is finished. My fear is silenced in your love. My hope is endless.
As we go to prayer this morning, let's take the anxieties, the fears, the problems, and just declare that He has the last word, amen, on how these things turn out. And He's already said we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us in Christ Jesus.
You have the last word, it is finished. You have the last word, it is finished. My hope is silenced in your love. My hope is endless. You have the last word. It is finished. You have the last word. It is finished.
Father, we thank you this morning that you do have the last word. In every storm going on in our lives, in every battle, in every fear, in every anxiety, in every discomfort, in every scenario, you are Lord. Father, we thank you today that we do not face this life alone. We are never alone according to your will and word. We thank you, Lord, that today you rule and reign over every area of our lives. And we can find our peace not in our circumstances, but in you, Lord Jesus. So we come back to you again this morning. Back to the cross. We come back to the sacrifice that you made for us. We realize, Lord, we are powerless to do your work. Holy Spirit, thank you for going ahead of us and for infilling us and for making it possible for us to not only survive but thrive. Thank you, Lord, for going ahead of us in the path when you cleared things away that we didn't even know were there. We thank you, Lord, for defeating the enemy of our souls. And we thank you, Lord, that today you've given us meaning and purpose in you. What a joy it is, Lord, to live the life you've called us to live. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. Bless the offering as it is received in a couple minutes. Lord, bless each one as they're giving sacrificially. Praise you, Lord, that you are able to multiply 30, 60, 100 times. Praise you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. It is finished. You have the last word. It is finished. You have the last word. It is finished. My fear is silenced in your love. My hope is endless. Amen. You may be seated. Creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.